everyone, and welcome back to the Insightful Devotion Podcast. I'm your host, David, and in today's episode, I want to discuss the topic, how to handle rejection. The reason being is that in today's society, so many people are wanting to be accepted, and in return, they may be faced with the reality of rejection. But it doesn't stop there, because rejection can be defined as the dismissing or refusing of a proposal, idea, etc. That means you can apply for a job, run for a political office position, you can try to produce an album, pray a prayer, even a desire to pursue your lifelong dreams, to only find out that rejection is on the other side of the door. But in order for us to handle rejection, we must be able to understand what type of rejection are we experiencing, and how can we learn from those moments in which will help shape our future. So let us go before the Lord in prayer as we seek Him while He may be found, for the wisdom, discernment, and guidance that is needed for us to handle rejection righteously in Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for prayers we prayed that weren't answered, the doors that were slammed in our faces, and the things we've longed for that didn't come to pass. Lord, I say that because it's in Your love that You've allowed us to see that You have something better in store for us. Because in the moment of rejection, the despair might have knocked on our doors. It was Your grace and mercy that opened the door to rejection, allowing us to be kept in You, to continue moving forward in faith, allowing us to reap a harvest because we didn't faint. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, rejection has the ability to sting and can hurt many of us, having the tendency to leave a scar. And I'm a witness and can testify that I've been there before, and I know many of you listening today can relate. But I want to let you know that rejection has the capability to be a setup for your future that is ultimately orchestrated by God. Let me repeat that again. Rejection has the capability to be a setup for your future that is ultimately orchestrated by God. Because everybody will deal with rejection at some point within their lives. But it's important for us to understand the type of rejection we are dealing with. For instance, you may be rejected by people because you believe in Jesus Christ, which is no surprise because the Bible tells us in John chapter 1, verse 10, He, referring to Jesus Christ, came into the very world He created, but the world didn't recognize Him. And an example of this on how believers will be rejected from others is shown in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 18. And it says, I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then what God will be able to rescue you from my power? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if He doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Now, whenever we are rejected, for whatever the reason or situation it may be, God always, I want you to understand this, God always has a plan and will continue to order our steps and direct our paths. So our attitude when experiencing rejection at first maybe is to lash out at an individual, think rude thoughts toward them. We are in shock and we may become silent, but our ultimate hope should be that we understand that God has something better in store. It's in those moments of struggle we can see the example that Joseph showed us in the Bible when he was faced with his brothers who had rejected him at a young age and sold him into slavery. And the continual rejection he felt along his life journey from the time he was in the pit to the palace. But through it all, Joseph remained in God, and God remained in him, allowing Joseph to go through the rejection experience and come out better in the end. Because Genesis chapter 50, verses 20 through 21 tells us this, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. No, don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children. So he, referring to Joseph, reassured his brothers, reassured them by speaking kindly to them. So the rejection Joseph experienced turned out to be a blessing that not only helped him remain humble in God, but it was doing the will of God by saving the lives of many. Because the Bible tells us within 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. You see, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we must come to the realization that when we experience rejection, whether it's similar to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for their belief in God, whether it's similar to Joseph having your family reject you, your boss, friends, neighbors, even ourselves, whichever way rejection comes to you, we must have the mindset that God is still in control and that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Because when we get rejected, we have a tendency in wanting to do things on our own, in our own strength, not realizing that we will only make things worse. However, when we trust in the Lord and the plans he has in store for us by remaining humble and faithful in him, even when we've experienced rejection from others, that is when we begin to handle rejection in the correct and holy righteous manner. Because the most important thing to never forget is that God has called you by name and he has not and will never reject his children. Even when we have moments when the devil will try to lie to us or we feel like God has even rejected us, understand that when reading Hebrews 12, it tells us that God chastises those whom he loves. So don't confuse rejection from God when it is God chastising us to do what he's called us to do in him. And another way that we can handle rejection will depend on the actual rejection we experience. For instance, are we the ones who's been rejected? Or are we the ones that have rejected someone or something? The way we handle rejection will be based on who we are rooted in and how deeply rooted we are in them. There are moments in our lives when we ourselves may have to reject someone or some things. And listen closely to the reason as to why that is so. If anyone or anything tries to cause chaos, confusion, division, bitterness, trying to basically ruin your life in any way possible, or someone or something tries to take you out of the will of God and you start doing evil things and disobeying God's commands, then it's time to dismiss that situation or person, place, or thing and give it over to the Lord. Because there's nothing in this world worth gaining to find out at the end of your life you've lost your own soul. And I know some may be listening today and say, that is harsh. If we've been rejected, why would we want to reject others if we are in God's love? Now listen closely. The Bible does tell us that we are to love one another and that we are ambassadors for his kingdom, which means we will face people that are evil, who have no desire to change in their heart. And in instances like that, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we pray and stand in the gap for those people, hoping and believing that best for them and God, and will do as the Lord instructs us to. However, we don't want to fool ourselves, as the Bible says, in helping them, that we too become like them and will end up rejecting God's commands. Which is why we are to be alert and of a sober mind, being able to distinguish what is evil and what is good, what situation or person we're dealing with, and how God would want us to handle those situations in a Christ-like, loving manner. Because rejection can be painful and disappointing, yet it still has the ability to produce purpose in our lives. As I've heard Real Talk Kim, who's a pastor in Fayetteville, Georgia, she said it this way: rejection is someone God needed out of your future. So whether you were rejected for whatever reason, or you rejected someone because they are getting you off the course God has for your life, always remember that rejection is an eye-opener for you to see the truth, which is Jesus. For Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26 says this: by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Meaning that in order to handle rejection, it is going to require us to have faith in the only one true God. Because when we have the faith to believe that better and brighter days are ahead, while we are in the midst of rejection or feeling the stings that rejection has left, if we believe in faith and will do the action that is required on our part that God wants from us, then you will come out stronger and wiser than before, understanding that God has already validated and called you by name, and that you are not the things that people say and speak over you, but you are who God says you are. After all, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, I want to leave you with this thought. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells us, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So you may have experienced rejection, or you may have had to reject some people out of your lives. Let us go before God in prayer and give this to him. Lord, I pray for those today that have dealt or are dealing with rejection, and those that may have had to reject or dismiss people in their lives. Because Father, I know from experience that rejection can be cold-hearted and may try to leave a hurtful scar. I even know the feeling of having to dismiss people in my life that I thought meant me well, only to find out they were actually doing more harm than good. And Father, I ask that you would give us all insight as we continually bring these situations before you of rejection that we have dealt with, and that you would allow us to be able to handle them according to your word and not with our flesh. For your love leads and guides us in your righteousness, and no condemnation is found in it. So convict us in your love, O God, to have the faith to persevere in you when we are rejected by people, and allow us to understand that you, God, are light, and in you is no darkness. So when we dismiss people in our lives, let us look in the eyes of faith and do as you instruct us in your love. And we pray that those we dismiss in our lives would one day be able to turn their lives around in you, finding you that you are holy and righteous, and that you become their Lord and Savior as well. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, how will you handle rejection was the message I wanted to share with you all today. And I wanted to talk about rejection from two different sides, because a lot of times we always hear about someone being rejected, but very seldom do we ever hear or talk about the one that's having to reject someone or something. And my prayer is that you will continue to seek God while he may be found in faith, reading his holy word, being able to distinguish the differences between the types of rejections that come your way. Because rejection is such a heavy topic and can have occurred in numerous of ways to so many people. But it's in the rejection we learn the lesson that will one day become a blessing. So to all of my anointed God-fearing podcast listeners all over the world, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And if the Lord allows, please tune in next week, because I'll be discussing on the topic that will touch some of today's message in regards to rejecting others, but will be based and entitled on this subject, Wolves in Sheep Clothing. And trust me, you won't want to miss next week. Well, until the Lord allows us to gather again, I'm your host, David, here at Insightful Devotion Podcast, hoping and praying that you have a wonderful day in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, having a confidence and being reminded to be blessed. Stay blessed, because you are blessed.